This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash and only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Yep!
Sup with y'all, man? Happy Thursday, happy hour. Hopefully everybody's good. I am awesome right now. Before we get started, please like, comment, subscribe, share, tell somebody you was over here and that we will be here, so they should try to be here too. And I appreciate y'all for that. Like I keep saying, man, every time I check the numbers, y'all follow directions well, and I love y'all for that. This is Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug, here with Rich Jules, the official sponsor of the Sippin' with Sammy podcast. Tap in with Rich Jules, male or female jewelry, black-owned, small business. Tap in with Rich Jules, Sippin' with Sammy approves. But today, man, I got some heavy hitters in the building, man. Some heavy hitters in the building. And I'm in a blessed position to often be able to say that I'm excited about the people that I'm talking to. But this is super exciting for me.
Oh, wow.
This is great. And I pulled y'all to the side at a Son of the 215 event.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And I told y'all that we would be here. I needed y'all here, and y'all are here, so I appreciate that. Please introduce yourself to my people, if you don't mind. We start with the young lady.
I am Shelly Shell Williams, Philly's Oprah, executive producer of Urban Expressions, the longest running video show in Philadelphia broadcast history. And yeah, that's what I do.
Wow. How could I come? I'm Robert J. Moore, Robert J. Moore Entertainment, writer, director, producer of Robert J. Moore Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I am.
Oh, man. Love y'all, man. We talking about some heavy hitters. We talk about two of the silliest people you gonna run into, especially if they together. You don't know if they love or hate each other, but they always support each other, so you know they love each other.
Hey, listen, man, that's my sis, man. Listen.
Awesome.
Thanks. I can do what I can do this to her. Don't y'all do it. Don't y'all try.
Don't y'all ever.
Don't you.
Because I'm the bestie. I'm pulling up, too.
Yeah, don't you do it.
Don't you dare.
Watch your mouth.
So how y'all feel today, man? Everything good?
Oh, man, we great, man.
Traffic treated y'all well?
I'm a little under the weather, though.
Traffic?
Bit, you know what I mean? But it's traffic.
Traffic? You say what? Traffic? You say the parking lot that's outside on the road?
I don't know. It must be a game or something going on down there.
It must be.
It has to be, man.
It was a little stuck. We coming from a little distance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was a little, little parking lot.
Hey, man, but listen, it's all worth it, man.
We absolutely doing that. And I appreciate y'all sitting through traffic to get here. Absolutely, I'll sip to that too.
I'm gonna sip.
We not toasting because y'all sober folks.
Sober folks don't toast.
All right.
I'll sip to that.
Absolutely, but Shelly Shell is somebody that if you've been in the city, you've seen her since you were two, with a microphone in her hand, that's what's crazy. You know what I thought about earlier?
What's up?
I have the microphone and the pen. You the pen and she the microphone. Like, if y'all had superheroes, your right hand would be a microphone and his right hand would be an ink pen.
That's it. I love that, though.
That's crazy.
Hey, yo, hey.
That's crazy.
Put your hand up.
Put the mic.
I like that.
But I mean, as much as you guys have accomplished with these utensils, tools, whatever have you, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's like people can, a lot of people try to write.
Yeah.
A lot of people try to get on a microphone, be entertaining, host, bring up the vibe, whatever. You know what I mean? Nobody does it to the level that you guys do it. There's a few. Yeah, there's a chosen few that get that. So it's a pen in the microphone.
Let's go.
I appreciate it.
We gotta get y'all a car too.
Hey, listen, it sounds good.
You know we
but like
do.
I was saying before, you grew up watching you, Urban Expressions. Everybody had to tune in. That's when TV was a destination.
Yeah.
Like the block would be jumping. Then hey. See y'all at the Urban Expressions.
Yep. Right.
If somebody couldn't pull the extension cord out and put it on a stoop.
You feel me?
You know what I mean? That was a destination. How was it being in that time and that era of entertainment. Like, you was a superstar in Philadelphia, and you was, how far, what is it, Tri-State could only
Tri-State,
see you?
Tri-State, Philly, Jersey, and a little, Philly, Jersey, Delaware, a little part of Maryland. So That's real major. It was major. I didn't realize how major it was until like a little bit afterwards. Like, yo, we was really reaching millions, you know?
Yes.
It didn't click, you know, and it clicked to like
an underserved culture.
It was.
That needed something that looked like us.
They didn't have cable, so we held you down when you ain't had cable, and we put on the latest, the greatest, and everything. We made people stars, and you know?
While y'all was sweating and yelling over the mics and the speakers. And
I know it was ghetto. Right? It was very ghetto, but you know what? This is what we had back then. We didn't have anything else. We was just ghetto.
But that's what we appreciated. At that time, if it wasn't like that, we would have thought that it was other. Because that was our scene. We was stealing electricity to do these things, and we was lying to get these venues, and you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So it was a time where if it didn't feel gritty and loud, and it wasn't shout outs.
Yeah. Oh, you know, right? You want a shout out?
You know what I'm saying?
I like to shout out my baby daddy. You know what I'm saying?
The shout outs used to be phenomenal.
You see how she just flipped?
Yeah.
You know
she talked to that girl 50 times.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, shout out to Boo Boo and Day Day, you know, like, all them, all, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out, yeah, that's what I am, me, Chef Daddy.
And you was pretty and high yellow and talking with the best of them, and everybody knew who you were. Like,
but you know, I was not the host. That's the thing. People get it confused. I was never the host.
But
Keith from Up the Block was the host of the show, and I was just the executive producer. But
you were in the mix.
I was in the mix. I was definitely in the mix.
You was in the mix. Every man, listen.
Like,
man,
there was no mix without me.
And I still got to get Keith up here. Shout out to Keith, man.
Keith,
love
from Keith. Up the Block.
Keith said, Keith posted something today that looks pretty awesome that he's working on.
Keith is always working on something, but he was definitely the host and I was the executive producer, but we mixed well together.
How was the energy though? Like, did it feel like, because like you said, you look back and said, wow, we reached millions of people. What did it feel like though that you didn't realize it until after the fact?
I mean,
was it just work?
It was fun. It was I mean, I like money, so you know, I was always chasing the dollar. So I'm always, you know, still now, like, my goal is business. So I didn't really get there based off of the microphones or anything. I got there based off of we here, we was all there, and it was interning. They called, you know, we was young, like we was kids.
That's
so
dope.
We was interns, and I was like, you know, my mom, I don't want to be no intern. I like making money. Mm-hmm. So my whole goal was, how we going to make this make money?
Right.
So my first endeavor was like, let me figure out where the money is, and then I'm going to bring the money in, and then as I bring the money in, we're not going to be considered no interns no more.
So where does the money start? It doesn't start through sponsorship necessarily, does it?
It did. So my thing is, Word on the Street was the most popular segment.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, you know, everybody want the Word on the Street where they at. So we started taking the Word on the Street to different places like hair salons, studios, and things.
Because
the moment you get on Urban Expressions, there's no lie, no doubt. The moment you get on there, you make your money. Your phone is ringing. Everything, it was
not
instant.
Not your streams is going up. You're getting paid.
You're getting paid, like, instantly. Like, you put, like, literally at the time, you can call 99999, whatever phone number is, and they get instant calls right then. So it made everyone popular. So it's but it was an instant thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you do one, and then you do the next one, then you do the next one. Then before I knew it, we had a regular gig at Third Dimension. It was like this club in Chester. Mm-hmm. We had a regular every time. Mm-hmm. They paid us.
Paid y'all. I knew that. Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. So that was my game. I learned, like I said, once again, I was driven by the fact that I don't do free, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to figure this out. And not only that, I'm going to figure out how to make all of my friends make money. Like, we all here together. So one for you, maybe 2, 3, 4 for me, and 2, 3, 4 for the executive producer.
Absolutely.
One for you, one for two, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's how it goes, right? So this is how we did it. We made sure that everyone made money. And that's really how I got my start in this. It was about the sponsorships and the advertisers.
What's more impressive than the fact that you chased the money and effectively obtained it? on a regular basis.
It did.
Is that your foresight to know to take care of everybody, because that has to be the cornerstone to the longevity that you've had in the situation, is that people love and trust you and respect the fact that you're going to get it done and we're going to get paid.
We're going to get paid, because when you think about it, you know, some people will, because you're on such a big platform, you will be happy with just getting on and shining.
Look at me. Right.
Now, you know what I mean? If you're happy with that, but my number one, even when I was in elementary, in middle school, mm-hmm. it was always business. They always had me somewhere doing business.
Dope.
Everywhere.
Dope.
Like, all right, we at the Boys and Girls Club. I'm doing business. They got me behind the thing, handling this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, why y'all always got me doing? But I was always doing business. So it was a natural inclination that we sitting there doing this show. And I'm like, yeah, intern, that's not a good name.
Yeah, I don't like that. It makes me itch a bit.
It was like, wow, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? And how can I help y'all do it? And then, you know, you can talk to Keith. He'll tell you, I was the one that helped them, showed them, learned, teach you how to do this. Not mm-hmm. like, hey, it's not just here for me. I'm teaching all of you. Let's mm-hmm. all come up and how we going to come up and how we going to come up together.
Both sides of the camera and the production have to communicate anyway for the best, you know, outcome either way.
Right, because
so we all got to be humble.
Yeah, what if I go into a, like, one of our iconic was Prince Auto Sales. What if we go into the Prince Auto Sales? We go into the place and it come out dry. Yo, we right here at Prince Auto Sales. But no, Keith, like, I'm going to run down the block chasing the car just like Sanford and Son.
Yep.
I'm going to do this. He said he made it so dramatic that you couldn't even, so it's like, how can I can, he gave me something to sell
mm-hmm.
and he gave me something people wanted. He just gave it to me. So it was like, the more you see it, it's like, all right, he gave me the ammunition. I'm gonna keep going. Like,
I still see those strategies being used for advertising now.
Oh no, they took everybody his. Everything
I've
we did
seen that a lot.
Everything we did, people are doing now. And you can't 100% when I see it, I'm like, you know, we did that. You know, there's no doubt, no denying, mm-hmm. we did it. Mm-hmm. We were on TV from 1992 to 2013 in regular TV, and then we went to, like, the digital platform after 2013, but we did it. We did it first. Before there was an internet, before there was a YouTube, before there was anything, we did it. Keith from up the block and Shelly Shell, we were an awesome combination along with the whole team. Monty on the scene, Howard, it was a whole team. And the Big Ed, who was the founder of it all. So it took a whole team, but we did it. We were the first. Like,
but beyond that, like, shout out to Keith, because clearly it was brilliant. It ain't broke.
No.
It still works.
It
still works. Like, that's so genius when you really think about as much entertainment that we have to compete with now, as much as people are conforming to social media and all, they're doing that same thing right now on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, to promote people and to do commercial. You're seeing it. Yep. You're seeing it. And shout out to Wild O and everybody.
But that's what I wanted to say. So when Wild O did PodCon, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He got up there in the PodCon and he said, yo, our first endorsement there, we went into the car dealership and we did the commercial. And I was like,
Danny's Auto?
No, I can't remember which one he did. Mm-hmm. Springfield or somebody.
Okay.
He said, and I was like, yo, they just took our model. I mean, that's exactly what they did. Because, you know, he was in the joint. Everybody in prison said, look, I got a little sock babies to you. You know what I mean? They was whole, you know what I'm saying?
I know
you sock babies. So they like, listen, we sitting here watching Urban Expressions, that's where they were. So he was watching, and they come out. You come out and you go to the car dealership. Because what did we do? Car dealership, Dunphy, Mitsubishi. That's all we did. So he came out, took the model, was 100%, and y'all took it and elevated it, and there you go.
You see how beautiful that is?
Yeah.
It is.
That's
beautiful.
Amazing.
But now I need my $30 million.
Talk heavy.
What are we doing?
Talk heavy,
like,
show.
Listen,
pay her.
I need my $30 million. I need a piece of that. So now I need to, you know, where we at? Hold up. What we doing? How we doing that?
Pay her yesterday.
Yeah.
No, but I'm glad to be the blueprint of it all. But a lot of times I didn't brag on it and tell people. But lately, now that I'm doing classes,
mm-hmm.
now that I'm teaching, I'm like, listen, let me tell y'all where it started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me go back and tell you who was the first person. I called it the urban infomercial, who went into a car dealership, who went into a salon, who went into a clothing store like City Blue.
Behind it was an urban infomercial.
Yeah, that's what I called it. That's how I sold it.
You said it so fast. I don't want them to miss that. I get it, though.
Yeah.
I called it
the urban infomercial because I wanted to sell. I literally created all this. I'm writing up my packages, Ain't nobody tell me how to do this or show me how to do this. But then I started like, all right, let me peep out. Let me learn a little more. I ain't going to sit here and act all cocky. Let me learn a little bit. Chick, you just coming out of school. What you supposed to know?
Yeah.
So I'm watching. So I worked for Dorothy Brunson, who was the first African-American woman in the nation to own a TV station. Dorothy Brunson was the owner of the station. So I was her executive assistant. So I'm walking next to watching her, watching all the salespeople. You know, I wasn't good at being an assistant. I mean, she told me every day, I'm going to fire you. And I'm like, I get it. I would fire me too. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at taking directions. I'm not good at following through it. I'm not good at proofreading your book. I'm looking at the thing.
You got a lot of allergies.
Yeah.
You allergic to a lot of stuff. You allergic to a lot of stuff.
I did it, though. Say I ain't do it. I sat there in that seat and it was like...
And she was threatening to fire you.
Threatening. She never did, though.
Yeah, you was useful.
Because I knew...
Make yourself useful.
Of course. You know, I didn't know this, but I knew how to... Collections was my thing. I'm good at calling people and saying, you know you owe that money, you know. What up? Get that money up. You know you owe this bill, right?
It's a skill. It's a personality that's good at that.
And I was,
most people hate it, but it's certain people that juice it.
Oh, no, I was good at it.
Oh, man.
That part I was good at. Now, you talk about reading, you know, writing a letter and then proofreading it. It just wasn't what I wanted to do. So, because I probably could have, I mean, I got degrees. So,
but you like engagement.
I like engagement. I don't want to do this part. So, but I did it because I wanted to learn. First and foremost, she is the owner of the station. Who else you going to learn from?
No, that's an amazing position to be in, fresh out. Like, you just say, she says things so quick that it's like, that was Miami Mental. That was heavy. That was crazy. But,
I mean, when you think about it, she was the first person to own the station,
that's
a
amazing.
TV station, black woman. And but I'm looking, I'm like, but I just wanted to learn as much as I could. And the only best way, you know, without having to go back to school. And I was like, no, this was my decision. I'm going to Urban Expressions University. I could get my MBA. I got degrees, but I was like, I can go get my MBA. But I said, no, I made a decision. My girlfriend was like, I'm going to get my MBA. And I was like, no, I'm going to do an Urban Expressions University. I'm going to learn I'm going to learn on the job and everything. I'm just going to learn. I'm going to learn.
This is the female Wallow. She talks like him. Well, he talks like her.
but I didn't really talk about it a lot because
no, but the way that you put things in your head and you make them a thing, like Urban Expressions University wasn't a thing till you said it, but you said it as if like, no, this is the thing,
this is
that
the
like
thing.
You knew it, like you already had, like they was accredited.
Because if you go to this school, you go to the school, especially after, for me, I teach Rockstar P. I teach all the...
Hey, Rockstar on here. He done been chased around a gallery.
Right, see? Rockstar P, me, Rockstar P, went to the Beyonce, well, Destiny's Child, let me not say Beyonce, just by herself. We went to the Destiny's Child concert, I mean, and we get ready, we're backstage, they got us in our little VIP and thing. He walks up, she goes... takes a little chain. You so cute. I was like, look at us.
That's
but
lit.
But she did.
That's
Beyonce
lit.
Said she was so cute. He had this little chain on there. And it was like a wheel. And she spun
it. He had a spinning chain.
She had a spinning.
Oh, rock star, my guy.
And he was like, you're so cute. He was like, Beyonce.
He probably still ain't washed his face yet.
He didn't know.
That's how he got his big. Never mind.
That's why he like that bragging rights. It was like, yes, and Beyonce said it was cute, but it's like, yo, I'm your witness. I watched it. I'm right there. And she was looking all gold.
I don't even think he gave us that one, so you gave it up for him. That
because you know what? Because I was there. I'm watching all this, but he... So everything I learned, I passed on to Rockstar P, Ferno, who
absolutely
traveled the world with DJ Jazzy Jeff, and Young Sir, who's now Sir.
Shout out to Sir.
Sir, On Air with Sir.
On Air with Sir.
You know, all of them. You got Egypt Sherrod, who was on HGTV, and you got everybody was spawned from Urban Expression, so... Urban Expressions University.
Talk heavy, man.
Urban Expressions
talk
University.
Heavy. That's boss talk.
So I'm sitting there like, yo, I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn from Dorothy Brunson. Even though she's going to find me every day, I'm going to still learn. And I'm like, She was tough. She was a tough woman.
But you became a conduit, though. You didn't just take it. It kept pouring through you.
That was my goal.
You know
goal.
What I'm saying?
That's my goal. Like, listen, I believed in the young people then. And I was like, yo, we're going to all come.
You the power bar. Just going all types of ways.
Like, what,
that's dope.
What we doing?
When do you become aware of this young lady?
When did I ever... Well, my first encounter was... I was getting off the bus coming from school, and I just got out, come from the subway, and I was waiting down at Broad and Erie on the waiting for the H, and she was there. Her, Rockstar P, they were all sitting there, and the camera was out, and I'm like, yo.
It's going there on she right, go, there.
Right there. Yeah. Like, and I'm telling all my friends, and we like, yo, there she go. So we were sitting around there looking at her. I'm like, yo, that is her right there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was my first encounter of her. You know what I mean? Seeing her, Channel 48, we didn't have no.
You was Monday morning conversation.
Man, listen, man. It was
like, here go, Monday morning conversation in jailhouse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? That's crazy.
Hey, man, listen. That was my first encounter. I was like, man, that's that right there, dog. Like, so me and my friends, we used to be in like this little dancing group. We used to dance and stuff all the time.
What kind of dancing we talking about?
What we doing?
Break dancing?
Nah, dancing. Break dancing and all that. Just dancing, man.
Was you turtle shell? Was you windmill?
Yeah, I was windmilling you, it like a mug.
Pop locking.
All that.
That is as simple as Sammy first.
But you know what I mean? Me and my friends, we saw her on, you know what I mean? And that was just like, yo, wow. You know, for somebody to do what she was doing, it was just like, yo, like, this is really her. You know what I mean? You coming from the hood, you don't see somebody like that. You know what I mean?
I was so young, it was as big as anything else on TV.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? And I seen her interviewing, like, Jay-Z. Like, I saw her on TV.
I couldn't bump into Jay-Z. You. I wasn't allowed out. You
know, like she was interviewing, like, these big stars. And I'm like, yo, this is her.
Right here. You like, bro,
like, right here. And then when we, I actually finally met her at the PUFA Awards.
Yeah, the PUFA Awards.
I met her.
Shout
finally.
Out to Jimmy the Saint.
Shout out to PUFA.
That's the first time that I met her. And it's like now. It's
somebody
like,
came up to me and said, did you meet Robert J. Moore and his partner? And I couldn't even, I don't remember names. But I didn't even remember the name, but they were serious about this. Did you meet Robert J. Moore and his partner? Meet them. They were sitting.
That's why I like going to them things. You meet some people.
Yeah, and they're like, listen, you got to meet them. And I'm like, all right, that's them. Yeah. That's Robert J. Moore. There you go. All right.
Yep, and that's when it all went, you know what I mean?
So
that was it.
I went to a play of yours that is now going everywhere.
Yeah.
Are you marriage material? I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it. I'm a better me than I was 3 weeks ago.
I know that's right. Listen. Yeah, I know that's right. But that's, Are You Marriage Material? The stage play, man. Written by me. Produced
a great
by
play.
Me. Yeah.
Awesome appreciate play. It, I had appreciate a great time. It was a great turnout at the show that I was at.
Yeah.
And every after party and everything was awesome.
Yeah.
But learned a lot about you by surprise that night, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
You came up different.
Yeah, I did.
Like, different.
Yeah, I did.
Like, God had his hand over you the whole walk, huh?
He did, man. He did, you know.
You want to give a little backstory on what bred the pen?
What bred the pen? So so I was adopted, you know. I was adopted.
God bless.
Yep, I was adopted by Christopher Michael Smith. That's my dad.
We met him.
We was living in South Carolina. I was poor, didn't have a lot. My mom was a single mom, but she married she was with my brother's dad, my youngest baby brother, Jamie. She was with his dad. Mm-hmm. And he literally took care of us since we was kids. He did it. My dad was a bricklayer. I call him my dad. He was my dad as well, but he was a bricklayer. He built all of the stuff down in Rock Hill and Charlotte, North Carolina, all of that. So he did all of that.
That's a legacy.
And yeah, man, he was a strong man, bro. When I mean a strong man, but we was poor, you know. Mm-hmm. And Michael had this big mansion on the other side of town that I used to walk to every day. That's where my bus stop was. So every day, I'm walking from cross town all the way to his house.
Sheesh.
And he's backing out of his driveway every day at the same time. So one day he just so happened to say something. He's like, Robert, you know how you doing or whatever. And he's like, you walk in here every day. I'm like, yeah, every day. He's like, well, won't you ask your mom, you know, if you wanted to just, you could stay here, you know, you can go home, but you could just stay here. You know? He was like, let me see your report card. And I had straight A's on my report card. So it's from whenever you can get grades to eighth grade, I had straight A's. Never got a B, never C, or any of that. So
you ain't know what that life was like.
No, I didn't know what the life was like, what he was about to give me and experience.
No, I'm talking about having a B.
Oh, no, I didn't know none of that.
That was just,
yeah, no,
that, I was allergic to bees.
Yeah, I definitely.
You're finding out everybody allergies,
yeah.
Right?
I definitely was allergic to bees. But, yeah, so when he said that, I went home, I was hyped. You know what I mean? Michael, I know if you see this or whatever, but, you know, you probably don't know, but you will know. You're going to know anyway because I'm bringing my story out. But I'm writing a movie for my about my life.
I'm excited
But, we used to go in his house and steal, me and my brothers, we used to go in his house and steal cereal. That's all we used to do, just take cereal. Because he used to have these cereal containers in his window. So we always seen the cereal and all that. And you know what I mean? You know, cereal back in the day, man, Honey Smacks, you know what I mean? All that. You know what I mean? So we used to go in the crib and
all take the proper cereal boxes.
Take the cereal, you know what I mean, and leave or whatever. So when I had the opportunity to stay there, I'm like, man, mom, I want to go. You know, Michael said I could stay. Can I stay? And my mom was just like, yeah. You know what I mean? My mom was on drugs, so I really didn't have my mom. Like, my mom is clean now. She's seven years clean, God almost 8 years clean.
God bless her.
This is my mom now. You see what I'm saying? I, you know, at 46 years old, I've actually, and they're in South Carolina, but I still can see and talk to my mom, you know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
That woman that she was before, she was addicted. She, you know what I mean? It was just a lot. And she always was a loving person. She just had an addiction. You know what I mean? She was always a love. So that's why, you know what I mean? Like, my mom didn't teach us to be mean and evil or none of that stuff like that. You know what I mean? She's always told us to be respectful or whatever. So
I was about to say, that was your energy blueprint.
Yeah. So when she said, yeah, I stayed over there. I think I probably stayed over there probably like for like 3-4 months. And then Michael got an opportunity to move. He got an opportunity. Michael was the president of Winthrop College in South Carolina. So he was the president down there. So he wanted to do something different, but he was always stuck in education. So he went to like 5 different cities, New York, Philly, California. He had like 5 different job offers. He was flying, going there. So when he came back, he was like, we're moving to Philadelphia. But in order for him to move us, he had to adopt us because we couldn't cross state lines with him or whatever. So he wound up adopting us or whatever, and then we moved to Philadelphia.
It's fair part to say the gentleman is a white man.
My dad is a white man. Yes, he is. He ain't white, though.
But you definitely want to make sure you get the paperwork right.
Yeah, definitely. So he got all that paperwork right. He did all of that. So we moved to Philly, and you know, I felt great about it. I went from instantly poor to instantly rich.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow.
Like, you know what I mean? It was a life-changing situation, man. You know what I mean? Like being able to go to the store and buy Jordans. And this is when Jordans was $125 when they first came out.
The transition was cool for you?
It was cool. The transition was cool.
Because you already had trusted him from prior living.
Oh, yeah.
The transition
was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, Michael was... He was a awesome. He's still Michael was a dope man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if he's green. You know what I mean? Michael was a dope person.
No, I see that.
Because he did what he did out of the kindness of his heart.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he took 5 black kids. 5. It was 5 of us. You know what I'm saying? It was 5 of us. You know what I mean? He took us all up to Philadelphia.
Wow.
So when he did that, man, I'm like, it was a blessing. But he did all of this stuff, put us in sports. Every last one of us was good in sports. We all got scholarships.
That's fire.
Sports was our thing.
He still seemed like he athletic. He jumped on the stage.
He did. He jumped on the stage.
So, Mike is crazy. I don't know why. But so him taking us to events and stuff, I liked it. I used to see him in the stands, but I always wanted my dad. I always wanted my mom. You know what I mean? So as I got older, once I got in high school and I start realizing, like, all of this is not even worth it, I wasn't happy. So I started acting out. I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy at all. You know, I got involved with my oldest kid's mom. And I was like, man, listen, he was about to move back down south. And I was in college. And I'm like, listen, man, this is not this whole thing. And then he went down south and left me up here in Philly. So I was here by myself at 18 years old, by myself. No family. He took my cousins, my, you know, everybody down south. And it was a hard thing because I wasn't able to get back to my mom.
Mm.
So, you know what I mean? It was me. I'm 18. I'm in college. I ain't got no money.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get back home. I couldn't call home. I couldn't. It was just a lot. So I was just, you know, I started feeling a lot of resentment to my mom. Hating my mom. So my movie is called Love You How? When I Hate the Wound That I Came From. Like, how could I love anybody in this world? How? Love you how? I don't even love the woman that the wound, and not just my mom. The wound is my dad and my mom. When I hate them, how can I love anybody else? I wasn't taught really how to be a man. You know what I mean? I really wasn't taught. Yeah, my Michael was there, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. But Michael is always, you know what I mean? Like, you seen him. That was my first time seeing my dad in 16 years. So that's why I was so emotional.
And he flew in for 4 hours or something crazy.
And went right back.
Right back where?
To Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
You know how crazy that is?
He flew in from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Just to support you.
I was so happy to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like all the times I supported my guy Rob, the one time that I come to support is that moment.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Not to say I support him a lot, I said it backwards. But the one time that I come to see a play is the one his dad is at that he ain't seen in 16 years and he's leaving soon.
Yeah.
And he just jumped on the stage and turned the whole theater out real quick.
Yeah.
And gave all the praise back to you.
Hey man, listen, everything that I do, from helping kids with my community center to doing all this stuff, starting youth programs and all that stuff in Delaware and Baltimore and in North Carolina. I did all of that. It's because I emulated exactly what I saw.
I have to plug you with somebody in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Father, your sons, my man, Aunt, I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's good.
Because if you in motion out there, he in motion out there, and I want y'all to figure something out.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, my man Don is out there. He does all of the
programs. And they might know each other.
I'm quite sure they do. Yeah, man, but it was big. But you know, Michael, that's my story. That's how I. So to pick up the pen to answer your question, I wanted to curse Michael out. I wanted to tell him off so bad. I wanted to tell him out because when he went down south,
y'all are rebels, yo. But go ahead.
He gave my cousins. He put them in a home. You went back down south. You could have just gave them to their family. You could just let them go back to their family. You understand what I'm saying? Instead of you putting them through a home, and then my little cousin Poobie started going through some stuff, and my little cousin Aaron started going through some stuff, and then Z just branched out and did what he was doing, and then my brother Dez, it was just the transition from coming from here to going back down south. It was just like, yo, like, why did you even do that? So I wrote him a letter, and the letter was called "A Father You Say You Were to Me," and. That was the first time that I ever wrote. And then to write, I started feeling good.
Can I make a joke?
Yes.
Not only was that eloquent, that was very Yoda-like.
Yoda.
That is a Yoda. That was some Yoda.
Hey, man.
A father you say you were to me.
A father you say you were to me. You know what I mean?
My bad.
It's all good.
Yoda.
I can be Yoda. Ooh, I can be Yoda.
Get on the book bag. We gotta get on the book bag.
Get me that. I need that. I need that. But yeah, so when I start feeling,
we're gonna get in the notebook.
No, you give me the book bag.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I need that. So when I start feeling good, like, you know, and then it started transpiring over into relationships. I have a high temper. You know what I mean? You're not gonna disrespect me.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? That's my whole thing. You're not gonna. I'm a man. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm not one to go into no home and start nothing. I don't do any of that.
But now, I am gonna then, be a protector. And furthermore,
I am gonna be a protector because I gotta protect me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because nobody else is gonna protect me. I gotta protect me. So
and I'm responsible for my triggers.
Exactly. And that was my thing. So now I'm like, listen, you wanna argue? All right. I'm going to write my feelings out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started writing letters.
Mm.
So women that's with me, and they'll tell you about, man, isn't it? I used to just write letters because that was a way for me to get all of this stuff out. So, you know, that's what I started doing. And once I saw Tyler Perry, it was it. That once I saw Tyler Perry, and I'm like,
it's possible,
our story
and
is
I
like
can
this.
Do it.
our story is like the same because I was homeless. You see what I'm saying? When my dad left, I started staying. Me and my baby mom started. We got a crib together. The crib was her mom's three-story triplex. It was a triplex. So we stayed on the third floor. Her sister stayed on the second floor. And then her mom stayed on the first floor. I'm paying the bills. It's me. I'm working. I'm paying all the bills. I got my kids. You know what I mean? We got two daughters, little young daughters. And their mom out doing whatever she was doing. Every time that she got upset, she go downstairs and tell her mom, I don't want Rob to live here no more. Now, mind you, I just gave you my money. I don't want Rob to live here no more. So she would kick me out. And the way they was kicking me out, they would call the cops. So I would run and leave.
And self-preservation.
I would leave, and then I would just see the cops at the house from down the street. I would just be looking. Like, and it was just me. It was just be me by myself. So now I'm in this whole world up in Philly by myself. This woman done kicked me out. Then call the cops. And now, where am I going to go? So I used to sleep on the back porch. On the house where we stayed. But I used to sleep on the back porch. And this is just like, yo, I just don't believe this. I'm sleeping on the back porch and I hear my daughters upstairs just screaming and crying.
Ooh, doggy.
So, yeah. So it was one of those moments that I had to start realizing, like, yo, like, I got to figure this out.
Get down on the ground.
Yeah, so it was one of those moments, man. So that's when, and then when I started seeing Tyler Perry, you know, it was me and my relationship. We started going back and forth. It was just that. And it was a toxic, you know what I mean? And once I knew that me and her wasn't going to be together anymore, I started learning how to cook. I started learning how to do hair. So I wanted to fight. She was fighting. So I went to court and I won custody of my kids.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I want custody of both of my kids.
Talk
daughters,
heavy.
Man, you know what I mean? So
talk heavy.
You know what I mean? She was trying to tell the judge, oh, he sell drugs. And I told the judge, yes, I do. I told, yep. But I want to take care of my kids. I want to take care of my kids. It cost me a lot of money, but I want custody of my kids. And that's what happened. You know what I mean?
I'm going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? But something very important that you said in there is that you found relief in being honest through your pen.
Yes.
Being open through your pen. Not just writing stories.
Mm-hmm.
Not just writing jokes, rhymes, whatever, songs. Like, there's a lot of things that are very valuable that you can do with your pen.
Mm-hmm.
But you said that you found relief, enjoyment, and pleasure in being honest.
Yes.
With people that are the hardest people to be honest with.
Man, listen.
So that's a hurdle that people die with.
Yeah. Definitely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you go write your life story or when you go write a play, you still can't be all the way there because you can't jump that hurdle of being honest with the people that might get wind of it. You beat that way before. Like, that's... See what I'm saying? Y'all giving me something, man.
Hey,
talk
man,
to y'all
listen.
For a couple minutes and
hey,
learn,
man, listen,
learn a lifetime.
Man, listen. That
and it's therapeutic.
Some people don't even understand their emotions, and he like, listen, I'm going to write my emotions down. He like, look, I can articulate. I know what I'm feeling right now. I'm writing the emotions.
Man, y'all should have seen me. I was in so much, and I was in so much pain writing my story about my life. You know, I wrote a play, a story about me and my best friend. I wrote a story about me and my best friend. It's called, his last name is Pray, and my last name is Moore. And so it's called Pray for Moore, the True Meaning of a Friendship. And that story,
I mean, listen.
You know, call me what you want, but you know.
No,
what I mean?
I love it.
Hey,
I love it.
Hey,
no,
listen,
because these are affirmations that you do doing the right thing.
Yeah,
you,
definitely. Yeah. And that's crazy, right? Who would think his last name is Pray? You know what I mean? Like my last name Moore, and to come up with that title, you should see it. So you know what I mean? A lot of that stuff is coming out soon. It's coming out, but it's just like, you know, that pen is amazing. I mean, my pen, man,
it's
listen,
a part of you. It's an appendage, like I said earlier.
It is. It's a part of me, but when I put it down, it's like I start facing back to the reality world. You know what I mean? Like,
but you like Rakim when you got to put it down because it's smoking.
No, but it's my escape.
It's your escape from...
That's my escape from reality.
Basketball was there for me at one time, and I've replaced it with music and now this.
Yeah. So, and that was my escape. And you know, my kids, you know, I'm trying to get the best relationship back with my kids, you know. But me starting the basketball program, a youth program and all that stuff, I hurt my kids. I hurt my own kids. Mm-hmm. So when I'm writing... they don't understand that outlet. So people don't understand that outlet.
Yeah, I mean, well, most artists are misunderstood in real time anyway, most great artists, right? It's not like sports. Like, sports wouldn't even be accounted for the way it was if it wasn't a consistent stat line and people telling you comparison between this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know how to form their own opinion anyway.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Yep. So, like, whatever's in between is really your journey.
Yeah.
And you strong enough and brilliant enough to figure it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if not completely, a lot of people are going to learn from what you put out in between.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Totally agree with that.
So, like, you just, y'all both just stood here and gave testimonies the way hip-hop do it. You know what I mean? The way our folks do it. Like, yeah. this is real testimony. I want to be clear on, like, first of all, I appreciate y'all for opening up and giving just a synopsis of the beginning of where y'all come from. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But just sitting here listening to y'all, like, yo, that's so ill. Like, yeah. That's so, like, the parallels and the connecting of the dots. I'm like, do you realize what you just said? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, Yoda,
that's awesome.
You realize what you just said.
I'm mad I called her Yoda. She not going to let you.
I know, right? I can't help it.
Bestie, let him breathe. Bestie.
Let him go.
Okay.
Wait till you get off the pod. There's people going to see you.
No, don't worry about it. I'm a cough on her.
Now, let me tell you, thank you. You invited me to Friendsgiving.
Yes.
I had a great night of fellowship with some great people.
Yeah.
Great energy. Good. Great energy and all of that. Like, it was wonderful. And I don't know how long it took you to cook all that.
But wasn't it good, though?
It was everything. Ooh. And it didn't feel like, oh, and he got to turn around and do it again. It felt like this was the time.
This was really.
And we had it.
It was so good.
So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely, man. Appreciate that, man.
I appreciate being able to come to your house and enjoy a meal with some of your and my friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got a lot of folks in common, but that was awesome. And I I never want you to stop being that person that brings people together.
No, definitely, man. I mean, you know, things is happening right now, but, you know. It's once everything is done and, you know, we're going to have a nice party and I'm going to cook for everybody.
I heard that.
I'm going to invite everybody.
Chef boy, old boy.
It's going to be a celebration. It's going to be not only a celebration of what's going on, it's going to be a celebration of life because I can start a new life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I can celebrate my new life that I'm starting with my friends.
That's awesome. Two people
that I can, you know what I mean, I can invite. So
we started with Shelly with early on of the situation. Shelly is a legacy. And she ain't letting nothing die.
Nothing.
She only building and making it greater.
Yes, sir.
So where are we now with Urban Expressions? For people that think it went away.
Oh, it didn't go away.
It didn't go nowhere.
It didn't go nowhere.
Y'all don't come out the house, but we gonna tell y'all.
Well, it didn't go anywhere. But you know, for a moment, I was sitting there doing other things. I did Single on a Saturday Night.
Single on Saturdays was going up.
I love Single on a Saturday.
Y'all do a lot of dancing.
Oh, I love the dance. Oh, man.
Please don't start her with dancing.
I love the dance. Come on, man.
Sammy, I'm going to send you this video.
Don't do it.
We going to put it in the...
He got blackmail. Like, I'm going to send
you...
Bro,
y'all
want to
see something? Sammy, you want to... Matter of fact,
no, just send it to us later. Just send it to us later.
Okay,
we're gonna insert it if it's appropriate.
This is gonna be viral.
Hold on. Or if my bestie isn't mad at me,
yo, listen, we're going viral.
I mean, you can't be mad at what you did. It's just the fact sometimes cameras be there when you be trying to.
Hey, cameras are always there when y'all in the room. You know that.
She was.
You know that.
She was.
Oh, she gave him all that.
Oh, man. She was.
All the single ladies.
Yeah, but I got
for the
you,
99 so, and the 2000.
Yeah, so if you want it, let me know, Sammy, because I can. All right, I got you.
She started doing chopper style. Yeah,
listen, we had club. When we did Urban Expression, you know, we had Club UX, which is one of the bigger teen clubs, 900 kids every week. And that's all we did was dance. But Single on a Saturday Night. So when transitioning from Urban Expressions, I was like, yo, I asked God. I said, I need to do something for me. Because clearly Urban Expressions is for everybody. It's for the cultures, for everybody. I was like, I need something for me. Like, just for me. I don't got to share, you know. I mean, you share, but it's like, listen, I don't got
it. You're a creative. You're supposed to do a passion project.
Yep.
And it's supposed to win for you.
supposed to be. But you know, I was like, God, I need to do something. He gave me the idea, single on a Saturday night, because I don't know if you remember Jade Austin. She was Jasmine J on the show. She was a teenager. She was Jasmine J.
Oh, I don't remember her.
She was, I know, she was cute. She had the hair. Everybody loved her. Jasmine J.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, so she was on the show, but when she became an adult, she had a song called Single on a Saturday Night.
Okay.
And God was like, ask her if you can use her song. Ask her manager, can they sponsor it? And, I mean, just everything. Just where to have it. All the people. He gave me every move to make. And they sponsored it. She said yes. Jade was on the first show. It was like amazing. I was like, this is it. But once again, I wasn't the host of anything else. I was just the background and maybe the word on the street. But God told me, he said to host it. So I got up there. It was a whole bunch of us. You know, I put some people around me. Some power people
so,
around
so
me.
So that wasn't Shelly. That was God.
It was God. All right. You know, because I just needed something. Like I said, I was like, I love Urban Expressions. But, you know, can I do something different?
I understand that.
When you go from a kid and you're doing the same thing. But it wasn't like I was tired of it. But it needed something for me.
I tell you, you deserved it.
I felt like I did. So then we're sitting there, and you know, God told me to go ahead and host the show. So I was like, I got up there, and I stood. That microphone was in front of me, and I said, I turned to the person next to me, whose name was Day Don. I said, I can't do this.
I don't like that kind of talk.
Yeah. I said, I can't
not
do it.
Not at all, right?
Yeah, right? I can't do it.
I can't support that talk.
Yeah, I can't either.
But that's what happened. You got to figure it out. I said, I can't do it. I said, you got to host. So he get up saying, host. He said some old offensive stuff to women. You know, like talking about the reason why y'all single. Trying to tell us what the reason why we single. And then he pointed out this beautiful girl who was my friend. But, you know, she was... You know, nice build, long hair, her natural hair. And he said, that's an example of what a woman should look like. And it was like, and all of us, and the people in the audience, they stood up. They was about to go at it. I was like, hold up. And then it was, hold up. Why?
Was he from Philly? Because he know where he was at?
He knew where he was at, but it did everything it was supposed to do. Listen, that one riled up, I riled up, hold up, I got you, what? You know, like, it was, I said I couldn't host, but all of a sudden, it's like, I got you now. What you mean? We can't, that's not how I'm supposed to, oh man, we went all the way in on him. And then, I have a Facebook group that was all single on a Saturday night. They voted him off the island. They said if he comes back, they ain't never coming back. So I had to host the show from that point on.
Wow.
Why did he jump in the guillotine?
He dove
in the guillotine like a slip and slide.
Man, he retarded.
It made for quality good television.
No, entertainment value up through the roof. His opportunity ceased to exist here.
It made for good TV, and maybe he was just there to push me to where I had to go. Because had that not happened, I would not have stepped into the microphone. And then once I stepped into the microphone, I was like, oh, this is mine, right? This is where I'm supposed to be. I get it now. I get why I was supposed to be here. So then, and that's what happened. But that was the first thing on a Saturday night. Now we just celebrated. On Saturday, we celebrate our 12th anniversary of Single on a Saturday Night. Yeah. But in that, all right, then I got to go back to the home room. Mm-hmm. Urban Expressions.
Absolutely.
So now Urban Expressions is a news mag. It's got its very own website, mm-hmm. a news mag. We got a membership site. It's got a radio station. So everything.
He's got a challenge going on. We need your Urban Expression memories.
Oh, yeah. Yes. If you grew up watching Urban Expressions, we need you to do a video saying I grew up watching. Because I got it all the time. I got one
on YouTube right now.
Oh, for real?
I don't know if you saw it, but I shouted you out. It's a whole thing.
Oh, you got it for you.
Oh, you got it.
I want people to say, I grew up watching Urban Expressions. Tell me your favorite memory. And then go to urbanexpressions.com because this is what it is. This is where it is. We could have... Some points we could have had this before, we should have kept it going. But once again, here we are now, and I'm not going to let it die because it was a part of the culture, part of what we're doing, and it's something that honestly that was another thing that God told me to do.
It's something that always comes up when we talk about the eras in this city and what was going on. At some point, somebody be like, "But Urban Expressions, remember Urban Expressions?"
Hey, yo, listen, I'm just in Atlanta. I'm doing an interview in Atlanta. The guy that's doing the interview, that's recording the camera and doing all this stuff, mm-hmm. he's like, yo, where are you from? I'm like, you know, Philly or whatever. He's like, looking at the flyer, he's like, Shelly Shell.
Oh, that's when you went down there for the play.
No, I was promoting the play.
Promoting the play. Like, I just want to be clear.
So he like, Shelly Shell. I said, man, don't tell me you know her. He said, this is not Shelly Shell with Urban Expressions. Man, he started giving a whole, I'm talking about this. I mean, so everywhere I've been, everywhere I go, even when I was there.
He started talking about socks or not?
She started, he was just talking about, and being in those rooms to see people, the power of what it did for us, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and it's, I mean, I'm in Atlanta. You know what I mean? I'm in Atlanta doing all of this, you know, and it's like, you know, everybody know who she is. And that's, I mean, me personally, it's just an honor just to being able to be around and call her. Be like, yo, what's up? She don't answer the phone, but she'll call me back.
Can we speak on another legend?
What's up?
You had a legend at the play that was in the play that I went to.
Yeah.
I don't know if you on board for the whole tour, but you brought one of them folk back out. You want to talk about you brought out?
Who you talking about, Chris Williams?
Oh, my God.
Don't wake me.
I'm dreaming.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. Like, girl, don't wake me. Yeah. That's him. Yeah, he was there.
Bruh, I'm old enough to know.
Yeah.
And not to try to date the brother, but yes.
Yeah, no, that's my
and
man.
And he killed it.
Yeah, that's my
and
man.
And his personality, his energy was great.
Yeah, that's my guy. Christopher Williams definitely was in the play. And he's on tour. He's on board.
How does he become a part of such?
Man, so that's crazy. OP Productions, he was, I was just asking him about, you know, getting people in. And my wife actually told me, like, you know, you talk to OP, he can get, you know, he can get you whoever. So OP, I talked to OP, I said, yo, you know, get me somebody. He was like, I'm Christopher Williams. And then you said Christopher Williams. I'm like, what?
Like,
all I'm looking at is,
why not?
Christopher?
Yeah, I'm like, huh? Man, he was like, man, I'm going to get him on the phone. He got him on the phone. He like, yeah, Rob, he'll send it to me. I sent it to him. Like a couple, maybe it had to be, he got back to me probably like a week or so. He was like, yeah, man, I want to do this. He like, yeah, where you going to put me in? He wanted to be like one of the made the characters. I'm like, I got them already, but I can write you in something, right?
So
I wrote him in.
You say you wrote him in, wrote him in.
Yeah, so I wrote him in something.
With some personality to it.
So I sent it right back to him. He said, I'm in.
Yeah.
When he said, I'm in. And dope. When he said he was in, I'm like, yeah, that's what's up, man. He came, you know what I mean? And what happened
look
also.
Look at black men making it happen,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so, yeah, and shout out to OP. You know what I mean? Like,
OP's a black man?
He's a black man.
Shout out to you too, black man.
Yeah, shout out to OP. You know what I mean? I don't care what nobody say about him. OP Production is.
Salute to you.
Shout out to OP.
I'm going to give you a hand too.
Yeah, because he's the reason why all of this happened. I got Christopher Williams in my. He did a. I did a concert, R&B concert down there, hosted by Shelly Shell and Pretty Boy Day.
Talk heavy. My guy, I mean? Day, Durag Day.
I don't like him. Don't like him.
Don't. You don't like nobody that
yeah,
you
Yeah, I know.
With.
I really don't.
I know.
Yeah, so, but he, you know, him and Shell, they hosted, and Christopher Williams was there.
Mm.
So, you know, he sung there. All of this is because of OP.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And wow. You know what I mean? Wow. And it was a blessing, you know what I mean?
So, and there's no big eyes in Little U's. The production is the production. It needs every moving part
of it. Yeah,
definitely.
Definitely.
But that was just something that was surprising, and the CD had some chops. Like, we know he can sing.
Yeah.
But he was up there hitting his mark.
Still can sing.
He can sing.
Man. Listen, man. It's just,
he's slim now.
Yeah. Mm. It's an honor to be able to pick up my phone, call him. You know what I mean? Like,
I had to bring that out. Yeah. He's being humble.
But me, it's an honor to be able to do that. You know what I mean? And not only him, you know what I mean? Several other people that, you know what I mean? I have him in my phone that I can call. But, yeah, Christopher is definitely a part
Any surprises? Anybody that you can know that's coming?
I do have a surprise.
Is the entire production that I saw traveling?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, awesome. So I got one surprise that I can definitely let y'all out. You know Chauncey from Black Street?
Yes.
Chauncey from Black Street is in the play.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes.
You snapping out here, man. Hey,
listen, man, I'm trying my best to do what I gotta do, man.
You snapping out here.
Yeah, I know where I'm going, so I just but that's gonna be I'm excited about that. I literally closed that deal like a week ago.
As his sister, as somebody that's been running with him since y'all met. Just a few ago.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel watching his progression and watching the reception and knowing how much he puts into it? Y'all pray for us every morning.
Yes, you do.
Every morning. I don't wanna skip that part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But how does it feel to just watch? You know, people, because you've seen a lot of people take their trajectory on, and you know this is real.
No, no, this is
you know, this is not no little thing that's going on right now in front of you with your brother. How does that feel?
It feels good to see, you know what, to see a black man doing his thing, going after his dreams and achieving it. And you know what, not saying, I got these dreams, but I'm going to bring everybody with me. Mm-hmm. I got dreams for myself. I got dreams to bring everybody in. So it feels good to be around it. The energy is amazing because I see him. He goes Tyler Perry, and he's going to be Tyler Perrying up whatever whatever he wants to achieve. I know he's going to do it because he is hungry and he keep working. He don't stop.
You know what? I appreciate her though. You
talk
know what
about
I mean?
It, like, cause
she
talk
is,
about this queen.
She has put me in contact with so many people. But what changed my life? I don't care what she's done. She's changed my life by starting this prayer line. We had 358 days of prayer, my brother.
Woo!
You know what I mean? 358 days of prayer. I don't know exactly what I
came in on. I got more buttons on here, but clapping is all they really need right now.
But I don't know what time I came on in the prayer. It was in the summertime, right? Mm-hmm. But what I do know, me going through everything that I'm going through in my life, this prayer line has changed my life. It has made me pick up a Bible. It has made me start thinking about everybody else. And I always thought about everybody else. I've always, because everything that I've done, it wasn't always for me because I put so much money into everybody else and all of that. So it wasn't about the money. But it was about now, I'm like, you know what? I can't get to where I'm going if I continue to keep on thinking about me.
Can we say rest in peace, Mike?
Rest in peace, Mike.
Rest in peace, Mike.
My boy.
Rest in peace, Mike.
Yeah.
I appreciate the prayer line. Y'all see, I tap in when I can.
I
try to make sure y'all know I was there because sometimes I can't stay for so long.
No,
you know?
I feel you. Listen.
There's never a time that I've hopped on there, no matter if y'all joking or y'all opening or we praying or you reading back what's going on in the chat that you missed while you was praying. I always get something.
We appreciate that, man.
I always get something.
We appreciate that. You know what I mean? Like, Shel definitely do her thing with that prayer, man. Like, she literally...
That's all
you guys do. You guys do. And shout out to 1010 and everybody else.
No.
Shout out to 1010.
Because even when 1010 ain't on screen, she is in the chat.
She's in the chat. She keeps it up. Listen, Cancer Slayer RVing, like, listen.
Yeah, man.
There's a whole family.
Well, I mean, if you're going to shout out somebody, you better shout out my partner.
Who that?
Michelle. Shout out to Michelle. Listen, we divide. Sometimes we get divided and choose. Michelle's his partner. Cindy is my partner. Tintin's my partner. So we get divided because we had a contest. It was a weight loss contest. It was a, you know, one side against his team against my team. And Tania won. Tania Delana, a.k.a. Tintin. She won. So, you know what I mean?
And I just gave her the money. She won. So I just let. I'm never gonna do that.
Shoulder length.
I'm gonna tell you a secret.
What's up?
What?
You better be nice to that woman.
No.
I was at the play that night, and that woman ran around, unwrinkled every wrinkle in the building. Made sure there was not a dust spot. Made sure everybody was situated for the entirety of the situation.
Yo, listen. I wanna. You know, I don't know how much time we have left.
Let's talk, man.
Listen. Let me tell you this. If it wasn't for 1010, has elevated Robert J. Moore Entertainment.
She has elevated me for,
you know what I mean? Like, you know, she's elevated me from that. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to Parker. Parker do a lot of stuff behind the stage. Shout out to Parker. Shout out to my whole team. But 1010?
She do what it takes.
Yo, listen, you know from my sign, the Are You Marriage Material sign, she created that.
Wow.
Shout out to 1010 for creating the poster of me She created that.
She was making sure your suit was fitting she right. Made, she your made, carpet
she,
was straight.
Man, listen, she
the
did.
Thing, the backdrop, she did the backdrop, the food,
she did
the
all
tables.
Of that. She did all of that stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So when somebody tried to come and question that.
No, we don't play them games. She remind me of some of my aunts.
I got to question that.
How would you question
what are we doing?
I got to, when you question.
What is the objective?
Yeah, when you question that, now I got to question you.
Nah.
You understand what I'm saying? And that was the thing that, you know what I mean, you got to pick and choose. There's no, we're not going to do that. So,
no,
you know what I mean? Shout out to Tintin. Listen, I love you.
Overstood.
Listen, and you know what?
Overstood.
Not even that. Shout out to Day. Day, listen, I'm going to look at you in your face.
Durag!
I always mess with you. I always mess with you.
Me
you know,
too.
I really don't like you. But shout out to you for being the man who you are, for allowing your wife to do something for another man, because, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of men that
talk
wouldn't do the things that you are that you do. And shout out to you. And I really appreciate that, man. You know what I mean?
That's like, a fact.
Fact that he beat me up in high school.
He used to beat
allegedly.
He beat me up in high school.
But you was an athlete. Everybody got scholarships.
That's what I'm saying. So I just want everybody to know.
Allegedly.
I played Mike Tyson punch out. I envisioned
something. I want everybody to know that.
Allegedly.
I'm getting emotional.
I'm
getting emotional.
Don't cry. You're going to get your watch rusty.
Oh, it's it better not get rusty.
I know.
It better not. But shout out to Day, though, for real. You know what I mean? Shout out to Day. I appreciate it. Appreciate it, man, for allowing that.
Tintin,
you know what I mean?
And
shout out to Tintin.
Pretty boy Day, listen. Shout out to them.
Listen, not even to them, though. Yo. Shout out to Pop.
Pop!
Pop! That's what I'm clapping for.
I don't care what nobody say.
We love Pop.
Pop is the energy.
Hey, yo, listen. Pop will call me 30 times a day.
He loves you.
He loves me.
He loves
he does,
you.
He loves
yo, listen. When
you
I mean,
have treated Pop phenomenally,
listen,
or he feels some energy
man,
around.
Listen,
Pop loves you, bro.
Listen,
I saw that multiple times.
Man, listen. When I'm telling you, I can't say never.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you the energy that kid has for me. It's like, yo, it's unbelievable. It's like,
it's godlike.
He loves me, man, and I love him.
Let's talk about Pop. You know, he said he's a kid. Actually, Pop is 21. However, he is living with Down syndrome, but he is 21. But he has the heart of gold.
Great energy.
He has the heart of a.
We talked about Friendsgiving.
Man.
He went upstairs, spoke to the kids, came down, spoke, shook everybody's hand in that house.
But that's also leadership from his mom.
His dad.
Yo, the boy would not let you walk in front of a woman. He will make you open the door for a woman.
Talk heavy.
He literally.
Talk that
he
talk.
Literally,
that's
talk
he,
that
he,
talk.
Yeah, he comes
see,
in,
I didn't
like,
see that out of
oh,
here.
Oh, man. He be like.
I love
he like,
it.
He like. Robbie, don't do that. Don't talk to Miss Shelly like that. Don't talk. You got to be respectful. You got.
I love it.
You know
what
I mean?
Yes. Driving in the car with them. Every time, get ready, get out the car. He rushed to the door, mm-hmm. open the door. Every time I get out the car, he is at the door.
Pop,
so
Pop is one of them.
Yeah,
man.
He's
one of them. He's a joy to be around.
Love him to death, man. I had the opportunity to drive into Atlanta with them, man, and. It was.
Oh, he took the road trip?
Yeah, he did.
Awesome.
He did.
Awesome.
Pop
I know
was
he had a ball.
Oh, man. Pop got on my nerves, but I love him. Pop got on my nerves.
Nah.
Robbie. Oh, my
God.
He robbed me to death. Listen, and then we was in front of Martin Luther King's Jr. house. It, man, just that moment to see what, and you know what I mean? I'm talking to Pop, like, you know, and for him to experience that, man, you know, could you imagine? Those people in Atlanta, y'all just don't even understand, y'all.
It's like
y'all
us with the Liberty Bell.
But we got the Liberty
but
Bell.
It's black history. You know,
people
it's
don't
black
understand.
History, but it's similar. It's like we take stuff for granted because it's right there.
I don't care about that Liberty Bell.
But you know what's crazy?
I crack it again.
I mean, it's a crack bell in a crack city.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Ooh.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey,
anyway,
hey.
you know, a fractured city.
It's going to get back. It's going to get back right.
We're
going to
pray that it's going to get back.
We're
going to
get back right. That's what we do. That's what we pray. That's why we pray.
Before y'all got here, it was about 20 dirt bike cops in front of my house. I was like, I hope they leave before my guests get here. Y'all making it look crazy, right?
Hell yeah, nah.
I mean, we ain't gonna say who yet, but you know what I mean.
Hey, man, listen, it's all good. Hey, it is what it is, man.
We'd have been good. We here. Yeah.
No, I know. You been through it. You was in the club with everybody.
I was in the club. I spent my years in the club.
But you still come out and you still support. And it's like I said about the No Big Eyes and Little U's. I've seen both of you in all type of environments.
Yeah.
I've seen y'all in the smokiest of rooms.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm pretty sure y'all might have to eye drop it up when y'all left. Just
you know what? Because that's the thing.
But how is it now to still be in the mix like that?
I mean, you know what? I want to support people. I can't go out as much as I used to, but I do want to support people because I believe the message still needs to get out there. I think they still need to be seen. And if I have the medium, like I got the newspaper, I got the, you know, the radio, I got the social media. Like, listen, social media.
Let's not undersell. Your presence is inspirational.
That's what they say. I'm appreciative of it. So that's all I want to do.
It's a cosign. It's a stamp. Shelly Shell was there. You know what I mean? That's a thing. Don't act like it ain't.
I know.
I'm going to say it for you. It's a thing.
Oh, trust me. I know. I know it's a thing. Trust me. She just.
No, she don't have to say it. Yeah, man. We got her.
I appreciate it.
And I don't mean to cut your wisdom, but I think that's important to note. Like, you being at these people's things is not short-sighted at all. Like, they hold that.
And I try to do my best to make it to whatever I can, you know, and that's just what I'm going to do until I can't do it. Or like I said, you know, I believe in the people. I believe in people. So that's why I'm still here doing it. And that's my whole why for creating the whole Urban Expressions Newsmag. The whole why was because there was a man who came before me. His name was Mr. Bruce Webb. He had the oldest record store. And, you know, when they had records, oldest record store is called Webb's Department Store.
You told me he was 29 for 21 forever.
I said him. Yeah,
but you
remember, he had the oldest record store.
Yeah, but you was back in the day. You remember that.
So but still, 21 forever. Anyway, I'm still forever 21. Don't worry about that.
Keep going.
Anyway, so Mr. Bruce Webb, the oldest record store on Bridge Avenue, right? Mm-hmm. But he used to come and he wanted to mentor you and he wanted to talk to you and he just would, and he always was. And I was a little knucklehead sometimes, so I would be staying away. They'd be like, he would send word through different people. Where's Shelly? Can you tell Shelly to come here? And he was on his only reason for me being there was so he could speak knowledge into me.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like, he'd be like, listen, I want you to do this. He had a list of things that he wanted me to do. You got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. List of things. And I'd be like, okay, Mr. Webb, okay. Being a little knucklehead kid, I didn't appreciate it. But now that he's passed on, I wish that I could hear it. I wish that I recorded it. I wish that, because he dropped so much knowledge. He knew, you talk about knowing people. He knew every celebrity, everyone. You can go back to the old ones. He knew everybody. Everyone came to his record store.
Which made his perspective valuable.
It was. It was so, and I mean, I took in what I could. And then being a knucklehead, but now at this particular stage, I'm so, my why is bigger. Mm. My why is so much bigger. It's talk, like, listen, I can't go back and listen to him. I can't go back. So my goal is to create what I didn't have. So I had courses so I can create that which I did. So whenever I leave this earth, you know, you're gonna have a recording of me. You're gonna know my knowledge and I'm gonna pass it on. Dorothy Brunson, first African American woman in the nation. I don't have a recording of her. Mm-hmm. I got it in my head, but I don't have a recording of her. I don't have any classes with her. When she was she was the first. You know she got knowledge.
Absolutely.
I mean, she used to drop knowledge, not necessarily to me. She used to tell me what you bringing to the table, but I learned it. Mm-hmm. What I learned is you gotta always bring something to the table.
Absolutely.
So she was always talking, and she had this knowledge, but it's gone. So I believe in the power of the printed word because Mr. Webb would always be in the every all these events. He would be that person. The camera always taking the pictures. And one day, I think it was like an event last year. Somebody was like, "You always taking them pictures." And at that moment, I had my hand up. I had my hand up just like he would do. Mm-hmm. And I was doing it. And I said, man, I am him. I am leaving this legacy. I got this paper. I'm doing this because he had Scoop, right? He had the Scoop, but that was his boy. That was his man's in them. That was his man's. But he didn't personally have his own. So I was like, I'm a personally have my own. And when I go, when I put my hand up there to take this picture, look at me, take this picture, I'm him. And I'm like, I'm leaving his legacy for him. I'm leaving his legacy because I got a paper. I got the courses coming. I got one down, more to go. Like, you know, this is what, this is bigger. It's bigger than me.
Let me share something with you real quick. Sophia, Lauren, Sunnybrook, my co-host. You know, she's not always here, but there's a reason. She's a businesswoman, similar to yourself. She got multiple, she octopus right now. You know what I mean? She's stirring all the pots and then she's doing good. Shout out to her. But the abolitionist, which has been debated or is supposedly the first black press after slavery, her lineage. The Philadelphia New Observer. The Philadelphia Observer. The New Observer.
The New Observer?
That's her dad. She was working in them offices when she was 5 years old, 8 years old, filing papers, doing things. She young Lisa Thomas Laurie back in the, you know what I'm talking about? You the Oprah of your young Lisa.
Yeah.
And I was blessed to build a platform with somebody that has that lineage. When we talk about the history of the printed word and the voice.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? I would be remiss if, you know, being as though she wasn't able to make it tonight, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that in front of you two who are direct representations of
and what, I've had what the New Observer in my hand.
We all
you know what I mean? That's crazy. Like, I remember
the old commercial when they were sitting by the water fountain and it was the light skinned girl and her little brother.
I'm trying to think if I remember. It was her.
It's an old commercial. You can probably look it up. But it was old Observer commercial. And it was probably, I think, owned by Love Park or somewhere downtown. And it was at like a water fountain. You know, things change. And it was sitting on and they was reading the paper. It was her and her little brother.
Wow, look at that.
She was working then.
Yeah,
she was working then.
The same way that you said when you were young, you came up and they put you in a business position. Yeah, you go to work with dad, you work with dad.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And that's what you do.
And rest in peace to Pops. He died recently. You know what I mean? And we went to the Janaz and all of that, and it was beautiful. But, like, yeah, we're talking about real legacies, man. Mm. We in a blessed position to be descendants of people that fought the good fight for us to be able to have a voice.
Yeah.
And to be able to say it how we want to say it, because we know that it's loud enough that we got an audience for it that's not what they think it is.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It takes something to make that.
It does. And we got to keep it going. You got to keep it going.
15% of the country, and we still keep saying, if I do this for us, it's going to work.
Yeah.
Think about that.
15%.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Yeah. Mm. Y'all are phenomenal individuals, y'all.
Yeah, appreciate that, man.
I'm running my race, bestie. I'm paying my dues.
Shout out to Sipping
With Sin. Listen where we are right here. Everything I'm seeing is everything that I believe in. Leaving the legacy, no matter what we're doing, it's like, let's do it. Let our voices be heard. Let us leave these legacies. Let everything that we're doing. And like I said, I believe in leaving some knowledge, and that's where I'm at right now. Leaving this knowledge, because we got to.
Listen, just to be on this show.
Don't do that to me, man.
Hey, yo, listen, man. Listen.
What's my slogan?
Yo, if you ain't sipping with Sammy. Hold on, time out.
He used to say it on a prayer. He used to say it on a prayer and then apologize for cursing.
Yeah.
He is wild.
If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you sipping.
I am. One and only Mr. Flash and only Sipping with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool, Rug. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right. Please get your fucking
life. Get your fucking life right. That's what it is. Listen, that's it.
That's my favorite part. And he's sober.
Listen, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do none of that.
But he definitely likes to say that word.
Listen,
it's like,
listen.
You can come here and not drink. Just be right.
Hey, listen. But that's my shit. Yo, I've never heard that. That's my shit.
You know what I tell people all the time, man? When I said it for a purpose, but nobody had to care.
Yeah, I know that's right. And listen.
Nobody had to care.
And guess what? I like that shit. I'm going to get us one. I'm going to try to figure out how to get some shit. If you ain't watching this.
Cut it out, don't you do it.
I'm gonna be honest, she's the best one to come up with it.
Yeah,
she the talk fast expert.
If you
love Yoda and beautiful women, then
Yoda.
Hold on.
Yoda.
Yo, listen. But listen. Please let my audience know how to keep up with y'all. Y'all more than welcome to come back anytime. Anytime y'all have anything going on.
I was
on.
Wondering where I was waiting for my invitation. I was like, when's Sandy gonna have us over here?
Don't do that to me. You know what's crazy? The schedule gets crazy, but I also I want to be intentional about certain guests. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
And being as though I wanted y'all both here, at least for the first time,
yeah,
I wanted to make sure that it was situated.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
And don't forget my book. I dropped it. I was going to put it up. It don't fail.
I'll get it.
I had it there, but it don't fail.
Yo, shout out. Go get my sis' book, man. Go get that book. Go get that book, man. You know what I mean?
That's where it is. There it is. I was like, wait a minute. Don't forget the book.
Yeah, go get that book. UrbanExpressions.com.
Yeah. Here go my book.
Yeah.
Interview your way to Instagram growth. That's my book.
Talk heavy.
It's a bestseller. You see that bestseller sale? It's a bestseller.
I see that. Listen, tore Amazon apart.
Yes, it did. Thank you all to everybody who purchased it to make me a bestseller.
It's a great picture, too.
Thank you. Interview your way to Instagram growth. It is available on Amazon. Leaving legacy of education and knowledge, because the one thing, what's my why? My biggest why is that the knowledge that I needed, they're gone. The people, they're not there.
Who that?
That's just Urban Expressions News Mag. There you go. Yes. I think that's all in there.
Shout out to Urban Expressions. Shout out to this. Yes. Listen, y'all better go get this.
Yep. Listen. Go to UrbanExpressions.com,
y'all.
Yep.
UrbanExpressions.com.
This is where you carry along your little microphone stuff, all your little podcast stuff. I carried along with me.
No tripod and stuff.
Always carry.
We gonna get her done.
Yeah, I carry with me everywhere. Yeah,
and I'm back on this issue, man. The Kingfish. Don't forget my sister being in movies and stuff.
Yeah, that's me in that movie right there.
Don't forget my sister.
What movie?
Kingfish.
Where?
Kingfish 2. It's available on Tubi.
They might can't see that.
Tubi, Amazon Prime. Tubi and Amazon Prime right now.
Kingfish 2.
I am in that movie. You gotta see it. Seriously. And Shattered Reflections is coming up. I'm in that movie as well. Shattered Reflections with Trayport Entertainment. Yeah. You got Bishop Hezekiah Walker and Coco Brown. I'm in that. I'm playing opposite Karen Abercrombie. She's in the movie with The War Room. That was a big movie, The War Room. I'm playing opposite her, so I'm in that movie too.
Heavy.
So
listen, congratulations.
I love, that's one of those dream things you want to do.
No, that's heavy.
Oh my gosh, I wanted to
that's
do that.
Heavy.
I love movies. I love
You gotta
acting.
Come back and talk about it.
Yeah, I love
you gotta
acting.
Come back and talk
yeah.
about it.
Yep, yep.
But
what's up?
How can they keep up with what you got going on, brother?
Oh, man. Robert J. Moore Entertainment. RobertJMooreENT.com.
You got 6 Instagram
Robert
pages.
RobertJMooreENT. No, I don't. I only got 2.
I am
Rob Moore and Robert J. Moore Entertainment. I don't got nothing. If you see some other Coach Rob, that ain't me.
He wants you to know where he at. I'm just Shelly Shell Williams.
I'm Robert J. Moore Entertainment. That's me.
Shelly Shell Williams.
That's me. RobertJMooreENT.com. RobertJMooreENT.com. You know what I mean? Shout out to you, Sam. Shout out to you.
Don't shout me out at all, hey, man. It's been a pleasure.
If you understand how many, how long I've been waiting to get over here to say, if you ain't sipping with Simi, get your fucking life right.
So how was your experience?
Oh, that makes you feel good.
I can't go on the prayer line and say what I did.
No,
so when I did,
he did it.
But she got me.
Yeah, I can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, you got me.
But I did it.
You did it.
Well, one more time, man.
You better not.
I probably done hit this button more than I ever hit it on an episode before. I'm gonna do this one more time.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. And everybody,
I'll play the whole song after we come. I was ready to dance. We was ready to go.
But don't forget 801, 802, 803 every morning. Instagram live at Shelly Shell Williams. It is the prayer family. We praying every morning because God says so. It may be
805, y'all. So just listen. We'll be on there. But
it's between 802 and 805.
Yeah, y'all. So listen, just go on there. Go subscribe to Shelly Williams, Shelly Shell Williams.
Yeah.
Shelly Shell Williams. Yo, go ahead. Get on there, man.
I mean,
seriously,
for 358 days, I used to be on time, but now,
it's a little different.
No, God.
You get a 2-minute grace period. You see what I did there?
God.
This is Sitting with Sammy. I am. You ready? The fly
hey, you ready?
Yeah, you ready? Let's get this thing. We all sipping with Sammy, man. This is a fucking dream come true, man. Get your fuck. Shout out to Sammy, man.
You. Some scholars with real dollars and educated. Nice houses with real options, they validated. Some blue collar with few dollars and obligations. No safe net and keep smiles, it's complicated. Some scholars with real dollars and educated. Nice houses with real options, they validated. Some blue collar with few dollars and obligations. No safe net and keep smiles, it's complicated. One name Triz, Triz had his handful. To be real or more like dragging the anvil. Always took time to give words and shook hands still. No clue what he walked through, but foot is standstill. No degree, work daily. A man still couldn't understand if you could work, why would a man still? Triz worked for Troy, and Troy had all the toys. On the comm, they said Troy and Tom was diddling boys. But the indictment on the way was fraud. Paper trails and strange emails to get you caught. And how you justify all that shit you bought? And where Triz gonna work with Troy's ass in court? Some scholars with real dollars and educated. Nice houses with real options, they validated. Some blue collar with few dollars and obligations. No safe net and keep smiles, it's complicated. Some scholars with real dollars and educated. Nice houses with real options, they validated. Some blue collar with few dollars and obligations. No safe net and keep smiles,
Troy never had to hustle, but he couldn't fly straight. See, he like the villain in the movie, like staring at the ceiling in the movie. He couldn't get the picture, life change when the car crash killed his sister. He never told his father how he missed her. Got a plug from his uncle Bar Mitzvah. First car was a Honda, but he wanted the Fisker. Every day he would order lunch, Triz would deliver. One day he asked Triz, you tired of making tips? You ever had your hands on the brick? He said, I know you need cash while looking at his kicks. With my plan in 25 tomorrow's, you be rich.
Some scholars with real dollars and educated. Nice houses with real options, they validated. Some blue collar with few dollars and obligations. No safe net and keep smiles, it's complicated. Some scholars with real dollars and educated. Nice houses with real options, they validated. Some blue collar with few dollars and obligations. No safe net and keep smiles, it's complicated. So the bottom line, Triz could be Troy, and Troy could be Triz. Don't judge motherfuckers, just try to figure out what it is. Be safe, keep your credit straight, and know that God is great. And that's from Sam Malone and Dutchie. Philly!